Hello again. Do you recall moments in your life when you really felt lost? A time when you have strayed and lost your direction, like a strayed sheep or a lost coin presented by Jesus in today's gospel. You wondered as you wandered, perhaps asking, where is God in the trouble and the turmoil? Or you sensed that your life's purposes and priorities had shifted, and the consolations that motivated you had vanished. And you may even have had this sense individually or collectively as a member of a group, such as a church or a nation. This sense of being lost seems to be behind today's gospel. While we hear how the shepherd joyfully finds the sheep who is lost, and the woman finds her coin that is lost, there is implied in both of Jesus' examples a period of anxiety, of suspense, when the shepherd is looking perhaps desperately for the lost sheep, and the woman has turned over chairs and tables seeking her coin. Jesus' analogies, of course, spoke to those members of his Jewish flock who, due to sin, felt lost and had strayed. Important for ourselves is that rather than quickly jumping to the joy and the happy ending expressed in Jesus' analogy, it is important to recognize that Jesus was speaking to those people who felt lost, ourselves at times. Jesus' words resonated then and now to an audience of people who feel abandoned or alienated, disappointed or disillusioned. If you feel a member of this audience, then you may ask, what are you to do? The Cistercian monk Thomas Merton expressed this existential loss, sense of desolation, when in his book, Thoughts on Solitude, Merton wrote, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me on the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my struggles alone. Amen." Similarly, St. Augustine, in one of his pastoral letters, imagines a dialogue between the seeking shepherd and a few strayed sheep who chose to remain lost. Augustine writes, quote, "The shepherd seeks out the straying sheep. Because they have wandered away and are lost, they say that they are not ours. Why do you want us? Why do you seek us?" they ask, as if their straying and being lost were not the very reason for our wanting them and seeking them out. "If I am straying," he says, "if I am lost, why do you want me? You are straying. That is why I wish to recall you. You have been lost. I wish to find you. But I wish to stray," he says. "I wish to be lost." Unquote. Perhaps you can identify with the strayed sheep, or even being part or member of a lost sheep fold. There are indeed times when we wish to remain lost, to go our separate ways and refuse help, hope, or reconciliation. This time in our nation's history, I find myself pondering the sense of being lost when I consider the plight of our nation after a divisive election. At times that it seems that America in its present divisiveness seems lost and seeking direction and purpose. The question then is whether or not we will remain lost or allow ourselves to be found. Our faith invites us to believe in the providential care of God, who whoever or wherever we are comes to seek us. Allow me to conclude with the consoling poetry of Denis Levertov, who invites us into the God's providential embrace in her poem entitled Primary Wonder. "Days passed when I forget the mystery, problems insoluble and problems offering their own ignored solutions, jostle for my attention. They crowd in Santa Chamber, along with a host of diversions, my courtiers, wearing their colored clothes, caps and bells. And then, once more, the quiet mystery is present to me. The throng's clamor recedes. The mystery that there is anything, anything at all, let alone cosmos, joy, memory, everything rather than void. And that, O Lord, Creator, Hallowed One, you still, hour by hour, sustain it. Amen.